Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
What'd you say it was? Morning?
Yeah, I got to get used to this.
because I'll tell you what, man, you just freaked me out. I thought maybe I missed a day.
I've been doing it for 5 years.
Did I fall asleep or what happened?
Yeah.
A good one.
And,
hi, everybody.
And, of course, it is midday here in South Florida, and I'm here with Elgin David as well.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
By the way, and when's has it started yet? You're wilding out on MTV. Season 8,
August 4th at 10 p.m.
Coming around the corner.
Yeah, very very close. I'm excited, man.
I saw the prelim, you know, whatever the trailer,
the trailer
in a sense,
and the teaser commercials.
Yeah, is that you sliding on your head?
That is me sliding on my head, man.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, go to MTV.com.
Sliding on your head. You ever slide on your head, Peter?
Not on purpose. I mean, this idiot does it, you know, for kicks.
I did it the other day.
Yeah.
Well.
And it was, I hadn't done it in a while.
How was it?
It was pretty cool. It came right back.
You don't, like, lose your hair?
No. I was doing a show at a 40th birthday party. I did 40 minutes. And
are you supposed to do it with your foot like this still?
Probably not.
Dude, yeah. That's why he's
doing it on his head. That's why he's saving his foot. He's doing it on his head.
But I live on the edge. Don't you know this, you guys?
You're using your head, but not for the right things. You shouldn't do that, man.
Well, it gets a lot of likes. People like it.
Yeah, well, it's a smooth move, but yeah. You know, I always wonder if I'm sliding like that, I'm going to lose like half my, you know, I'm going to have like a bald spot.
Well, that's the real trick. It doesn't even mess my hair up, and that's pretty amazing.
I don't think
amazing.
You can mess your hair up.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I'm going to be like Ginobili.
You got a new wave to it, though, man. I kind of like that. Is that a new do? Same chick cut your hair?
Same person cut my hair. It is just right. It's not styled right now. So it's just like relaxing.
It's relaxing?
Yeah.
Don't let it fall asleep because you'll bore the fuck out of the whole listeners.
Tell us some jokes. I might.
Okay. Yeah. Start Maybe. Doing your act.
So, yeah, do your material.
Oh, that's good. You guys are great.
Anyway, so it is midday. I gotta get out of that habit of good morning because it's not.
Yeah.
It's the
wake up really late with Dougie show.
We're waking up obviously at this point. We're hoping people are up by now.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny? I love listening to these radio shows that have these hosts who will, you know, because some of these shows like will run overnight again. You know, because these cheap stations, iHeart has a habit of doing that. They'll take in Palm Beach, they take the Love Doctors and they run them again overnight. They're on like
they'll be on the radio
from
for 4 hours,
5 hours, five, 2 to 7,
and then just reloop it.
And then at midnight, they just play the whole show again until 5 in the morning. And then they start the whole ball rolling again.
Well, people live on different schedules, so that's like like satellite radio. Right, so you got the late,
So they always say hello to the overnighters, and you know. They never get a chance to call in and stuff. It's funny, man. And it's funny when some...
call it.
Why not call now.
Why can't
here.
We call it? We've had that before. People on the Facebook page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Yeah.
Like, hey, when can I call in? I'm like, well, not really.
Uh-huh.
Not unless we set it up.
Right.
What we should do is any of our loyal listeners right now, any of the people...
Both of them.
If you want, you know, message us on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Just say, look, this is who I am. This is how long I've listened. Here's my favorite... My least favorite host or co-host, right? One of my favorite episodes.
I'll write Minda 20 times.
Or you got a beef.
I'll write Minda
20 times. Or you got a beef with somebody here. You know, you don't like what anybody said. You know, you have the opportunity to call in, and we'll set it up with the, the program director, and we'll get it set up.
Yeah, we'll get it all set up.
Right? We'll let you call. And, like, you know, we'll basically, it'll be like a comic. One of us will give you the light. Like, if you're interesting as a call, and you have something to say, we'll get into it. But if it just turns into nonsense, you're going to get the light and you're going to get pulled from the phone. Right?
That's a good idea. Pulled from the phone.
Right. That's yanked. It. You got, you know, anything you want, you yanked. Know, anything, yeah. Anything you want to share, anything, you know.
Yeah. Hey, write down. I got to tell a story that happened to me Saturday night, man. When you ever have time, just write down Saturday night, assaulted, Crown Liquors.
Yeah, wait, you know what? I want to know about this first of all. He's been posting about this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And something about you're going to get your attorneys out and you stick your dogs on them.
Things
and
are happening right
what
now.
Is going on? What?
His attorneys.
Dude, I got the greatest. You know,
he's
first
got
of
list
all,
of attorneys.
Well, I do. Well, first of all, you know, I've got to keep a divorce attorney on retainer. Just because,
even though you're not married,
yeah, right?
Really?
Well, the first two, I got a discount because I went back to him the second time. But I do have a personal injury attorney who's handling my obvious PI case for my automobile accident. I've got a tremendous criminal attorney named Jeff Brown of Laval Brown Roan in Boca Raton, and who else? I had a family attorney named this guy named Jason Setchin down in Miami, and I have also a friend who handled a little criminal thing.
He's
for
just
my,
naming people that have done shit for you. You
know what no, I mean?
No. It's like, you know, it's like I have a team of landscapers.
Right? Do you have Hector? Well, I know. But listen. So anyway, so I'm in a wine tasting Saturday night, 7 to 9 Crown Liquors in Boca Raton.
Okay.
Federal Highway, just near Spanish River,
right
there. And the place is very, very busy. I knew quite a few people there. And, you know, they had, you know, bullshit food.
Do they know you?
Do Crown Liquors? They do now.
Well, I'm just saying, you said there's a bunch of people there that you knew.
No, of course, from the wine circuit, from all those, you know, from Sherry's, you know, Sherry right. Gurman, from all those little wine events. All those people go to those. And this is a good tasting. This was a really, they have actually had decent.
So this is a nice event that somehow you got into some violence.
Well, here's what happened, man. I'm standing there. Yeah. If you see this, see that my face a little bit over here, and I got a real bad red burn here. But I'm standing in front of this chick who's an employee, and she's drinking wine and making hamburgers, sliders, in a frying pan filled with grease and wine that she keeps pouring in. So they're kind of like cooking.
Right.
And she's flipping them and doing this and shit, and she's drinking wine. She's got her wine glass in one hand, tongs in the other. She picks up a burger. I'm standing right in front of her, and she drops it back into the pan. What happens?
Splatters all over you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I turned.
Most people in the belly, but you in your face.
That's funny. I turned to say, that is good.
Everyone's
laughing. Your hair would have been ruined. So anyway, I turn quickly and I drop my wine glass. The whole 9 yards just spills on the table, and I, you know, my face is burnt.
Oh my god!
Fuck! So I go into the bathroom, and it's in the back where there's a storm there. So there's a guy in a blue employee shirt. Guy in his 40s. I said, Are you a manager here? And he said, no, I'm with corporate. I said, good, I'd like to talk to you. And I said, you've got a girl cooking out there with a fucking open frying pan on a table right where people are standing instead of behind them. She's also drinking wine. She dropped a burger in the fucking thing and it splashed in my face. Look at my face, dude.
Yeah.
He goes, want me to call a hospital? Want me to call an ambulance?
Wow, yeah. That was his,
and I said, "This is your retort instead of maybe apologizing, going out there, shutting it down."
Was it bad? Did you look like you had third degree burns on
your
face?
No, it never looked like. But you could see I had five or six spots on my face.
Little red
on my
dots
face, on my neck. Yeah, yeah. Face on my neck. So,
but how'd you get the thing on your arm?
Right. So I walk outside.
Okay.
So I wash my face off. I get the shit off. I compose myself. I go back out. I'm standing there talking to my friend. I'm telling him, I'm getting out of here. I'm like really aggravated now.
Right.
So coming up from behind me and grabs, you know, somebody takes your arm from underneath.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are his fingerprints on my arm. He takes my arm. I tightened my wrist, resisted, and I went like this, and I went boom, and I had to like move back, and I turned and I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I want to talk to you." I said, "Well, I'm the manager."
Is that the same guy?
No, different guy. He said, "I want to talk to you." This is a Spanish guy, 30-ish. Shaves his head.
Why do you have to grab you at all?
Right. I said, don't touch me. I said, you touch me again, and you're going to have a big fucking problem here. Trust me. So he I whipped away from him again. I said, walked outside.
He grabbed you twice?
Yeah. I said, so I said to him, when he grabbed my arm down here, to, and he went to put his hand on my shoulder to like push me towards the door. I said, "Don't fucking touch me! Don't push me!"
Oh, okay, hold on a second. So he was going to probably come up to you to escort you out.
Yeah, he's trying to get me even out though you're on the way out to talk to me. Right. So he goes, "I don't want." There's nobody allowed to curse in my store. I said, first of all, do you want to bother to hear what happened? Or are you just going to jump down my fucking throat?"
Right.
I said, this is what happened. I said, you got an employee here did this. She's drinking. She's dropping hamburgers. I got burned. And I said to her, I said to your employee, because he was a big fucking asshole in the back there. I said,
you left that part out at this point. Right, you didn't tell us that.
I said, right, did you? Right. So I said, did your corporate guy tell you all that? Or just said that there was a guy back here
just
cursing
called me
him?
An asshole.
Right. So he said something and he said fucking. I said, excuse me. You just cursed at me. You just accused. You're
right,
fucking
keep,
throwing
go,
me
right,
out.
Right. No one's getting anywhere.
So right. So in the meantime, then he goes to shake my. After I point that, he goes to shake my hand. Are we okay here? I said, I'll tell you what.
How would you
I
figure?
I said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go inside. Unless you have your business card on you, you're going to go inside. You're going to give me two business cards, and I'm going to talk to corporate on Monday. I said, if you don't think I'm calling fucking corporate. Because you assaulted me and your employee splashed fucking
all over my face,
oil in my face, and shouldn't be cooking, inside your store.
Yeah, we get it.
You know what I mean? So now he's panicking.
Have you spoken to him? How do you know that? I mean, how do you know he's panicking?
Well, because yesterday I took a picture of my arm, which was a lot worse yesterday, and I sent it to him, and I said, was CC'd to my attorney Jeff Brown. I said, expect a call, expect corporate, expect them, to take a deposition. I'll see you at the deposition.
But let me tell you something. If I'm your attorney, I'm going to say, why would you even do that?
So just why is it they can write me a check for $5,000 or $10,000?
No, but send me the photo. Kidding? Send me the photo.
Yeah.
And let the attorney just send a letter.
Oh, he will.
That way you don't give away any information. It's like, you're ready to just spill your case all over the place.
No, I just wanted him to know
you're all
got that
because you're all pissed off.
No, I love people I love people to know it's coming. It's coming.
Well, first of all,
you get that tap on that shoulder, you jump.
You
right?
tell, yeah,
Elgin,
you,
waiting
yeah.
for that fucking subpoena, waiting for that, yeah, right? You don't want to answer the door,
He just
you shut the lights off. Yeah. He tells you to stop screaming.
He's having one of these Napoleonic moments.
Stop screaming!
He's having one of these Napoleonic moments.
They're here to serve me.
You know what I mean? He really is. He's so excited because
I don't have many years left. This is it for me.
Well, not if you keep trying,
last hurrah.
If you keep trying to punch young Spanish guys who are managers at a club.
I didn't touch him, dude. He assaulted me. Are you kidding me?
So that's it. He assaulted you.
I didn't.
Now, when you turned around and did that move,
I missed him.
I know you missed him, but was he laughing or did he?
Oh no, he wasn't laughing. I had my shit out, man. I had just benched 345. No, it was a little after four. Anyway, Elgin loves that joke. Yeah. You paying attention? Are you looking at some real estate?
I think
estate?
He loved it after the first 10 times.
Elgin's looking at real estate.
This girl's looking for a house.
Show him the bathtub. This is where the ring is going to be when we take a bath together.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so
What's with you, man?
So this happened in the last couple of days, you're saying?
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
So when are you going to assume? When's the lawsuit coming?
We'll see what happens. The investigators are out there now.
Now, here's the thing. You're a guy, about town guy. You're going to have a radio show.
I told them that, too.
Yeah.
I'm
sure you did. I couldn't imagine. I'm going to talk about this on AM radio, and 50 people are going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
AM.
That's it.
But listen, when is the show? And am I on it? When
is
it?
We're gonna
starting
show.
In August. It's going to be on. See, it's Wednesdays from 2 to 4, or I'm sorry, 3 to 5, on Clematis Street. You're more than welcome to come up. I expect you both the first show. Very important.
When is it? August what?
Whatever that first Wednesday in August is. Whatever the first.
All right,
Wednesday.
I got it.
That's August 3rd.
Third, is it the 3rd? Okay,
yep.
Good.
That's what I think I'm here.
August 3rd.
Yeah, I'll do it.
At what time?
Well, I better tell you in half an hour earlier because, it's Puerto Rican time.
Yeah.
Anglo time or Puerto Rican time? Which one you want?
Me? I would like just the regular time.
Okay. Let him figure it out.
All right. The regular time.
Actually, why would you
three?
Ask? Because now if you tell him, he's going to be like, I know Peter had an hour, right. So I'm going to show up now an hour later.
2:45.
You said 3 to 5? That what you said?
Yeah. Okay. Show's 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Because I got to go get through traffic to get back to Tavolino's. I can be back by 8
First
o'clock.
Of all, by 8 o'clock. Okay, so you leave at 5 o'clock. You're not going to be back by 8
And I
got to
see if any guests. We got to see if we can get any guests scheduled.
First of all, the turnpike goes straight across Okeechobee from Clematis Street, and you're at the turnpike in 15 minutes there,
right.
And then half an hour.
But that's like 5:30. during the day, right?
Yeah, don't come in. I'll move the show. Wait
I'm
a
just,
minute.
Listen, I'm just.
How about you do it remotely from home? You call in.
No, let's do this.
So you're doing the show live from
food. I mentioned food. You'll be there.
Hell yeah! Listen.
Okay, there you go. What?
You're doing it live from the restaurant.
Yeah.
And
we're the headsets with a little mic in front of you.
And then what are we talking about? Are we going to be like taste testing the food? Because it's a food for thought radio.
He's going to talk about the menu. He's going to bring it. He's going to like sit there and go, "Yo, boy, you got to read what's on the menu."
I will have him probably bring out some. Some stuff for us to taste and talk about on the air.
That would be cool.
And the owner's very cool. So,
All right, here's a food question. In the last day or two, what's the best thing you ate?
Oh, I could tell you that.
Go ahead.
Right now.
Go.
My cousin has a restaurant. He's the chef. It's called Roots Italian Kitchen. It's right down in Hillsboro. You take it all the way down to like where Meisner is. It's in Meisner.
No, it's on Federal Highway, dude. And it Roots Italian.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but it's like
yeah, it's on Federal Highway, right near south of
it's
Palmetto
near
Park
my. It's
Road.
Right next to Black Rose Irish Pub.
Correct.
Yeah,
I ate there. I've eaten there two or three times, and you know,
it's really good.
It's good now because their chef, you know, left.
Yeah, yeah. It's new owners, new chef. And it's my cousin Michael.
Right,
right.
And I had some truffle risotto with jumbo shrimp.
Wow.
It was delicious. Best meal I've eaten. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How many shrimp they give you?
Three giant shrimp.
Big ones? Tails on?
Yeah.
Heads?
No.
No, sometimes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, it's not even dead. They let it flop around your fucking dish.
Now, it was a truffle risotto.
Yeah.
Was it light and fluffy, or was it like a heavier, thicker?
No, it was like the perfect consistency.
Really?
And it was the perfect amount, like portion-wise.
What'd they serve it with? What else?
This isn't the food for thought show, dude.
I'm curious if they're giving them like.
Well, you asked what the best thing we've eaten.
Salad. They had very good bread there, if I recall.
Yeah, the bread was great. We also had a cheese plate for an appetizer, and as well as some gnocchi, some fresh
gnocchi. Watch your language as a family show. We're on at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're no more explicit.
There's kids. My parents are driving their kids home,
and they're really good
gnocchi.
They were very light.
You're
and
not gnocchi, are you? Stop yoking
around. Okie dokie with the gnocchi.
Stop yoking around.
Listen, stop playing okie dokie with the gnocchi. With the gnocchi.
All right, at any rate. So so that's what he ate. And by the way, since you've eaten there, how does it...
Well, I've not eaten since they've turned over the chef.
Okay.
Dude.
Prior to it, I was not thrilled because I'll even tell him, the guy's a kind of a friend of mine, Chef Tulio. But Tulio is from fucking, you know, Costa, I don't know where he's from, Colombia, and he's trying to cook Italian.
Right.
And it's his second or third foray into the Italian.
Right.
Do you want to go?
Thing. Do you want to go? Yeah, of course.
To the restaurant.
Of
whenever.
Course I'll go.
Let's go. Let's set it up.
I'd love to. And you know what? We'll talk about it after the show here, but we'll arrange something very cool there.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can be a secret supperer, and I'll explain how
he
that works.
He can't be secret supperer because they know him.
Sure, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could be.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you could.
There's no bigger secret than you.
Thanks, buddy. So,
no, that was quick. No, David, that'd be great.
Much
man.
Like
so
your sex life.
What happens is that's very small right now.
Yeah, you're not getting any lately. Man. Well, I have to explain.
We should do secret hostility. Suppers. You should send us on assignments, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
No, what happens is you do it live on the air. I've already had people doing that. I had a guy who went to, you know. One month we do pizza restaurants. 1 month we do
right.
How does it work?
You know, so
people go there and they call
cool.
after they eat. They call in when they get there. Then they call in after they've had a first course, second, and then at the end they how many times they call in? Two or
twice.
Three times. Yeah,
twice. So it's cool because the restaurant knows that someone's coming to eat there, and they have a meal. You get a $100 tab. You know, all you got to do is tip.
Hey, I'm going to go there. And like, he didn't eat anything. He just drank $100 of booze.
Yeah.
How was the food? I don't know, man.
He had a liquid dinner.
Had a bottle of...
So what happens is... that's it.
That's cool. So you're going to have that set up and... Anyway.
Yeah, we do all that stuff. You know, some of the stuff we did before and some new things, some fun things.
And by the way, speaking of food, you know, he's pointed out, by the way, let me ask you a question, Elgin. If you, by the way, he didn't answer. So what is your favorite? What's the best thing you ate in the last 24? And please, you know, just
keep it clean. I know.
Well, not clean, I don't want to hear a whole fucking story about how it got cooked and where the chicken was shot.
Okay, probably.
And how long you knew the guy.
I'll be honest. My house last night, I made some sockeye salmon with a raspberry chipotle and garlic, glaze.
So you had
and
fish.
And panko with some brown rice.
Sounds good.
Nice.
Delicious, man.
Yeah.
You know, the raspberry, you know, I love sweet and hot. So if I combine, oh, and by the way,
oh, you and how many million millions of people?
Well, I know,
I like sweet and hot.
Well, some people don't.
I think it's a fucking sauce.
No, not sweet and hot sauce, but a sweet like a fruit with a chili pepper on it. Okay, like a sauce or like a. You were mentioning mangoes before. A mango, papaya, pineapple,
onion. I don't like that. I like dishes. No, I don't mind.
Wait. A salsa chopped, okay, with some cilantro.
All right, we're boring the fuck out of our listeners,
no, we're
Peter.
Not. Right? So this,
come on.
No, you're just drooling. You're just getting
hungry. I'm drooling over cilantro. Oh.
No, and then you put that.
Have you ever had like a nice mango salsa?
Yeah, I'm okay. I like it. I eat mango.
I'll write this shit down for you.
See, we need to go eat.
Yeah, well, that's poor. That's
really what's your favorite thing?
Well, listen.
That you've eaten
recently.
Pizza from fucking Walmart.
No.
Costco pizza.
No. Actually, it is a pizza from Sicilian Oven. I had the chicken Reggiano, which is like it's like chicken parm on the pizza.
Okay.
Nice thin, you know what I mean?
Legitimate.
Yeah, and we're talking about the last hour, last day or two. I'm not talking about the last month. You know, you're sitting there going, oh.
I'll look in the back seat of your car. I'll count the fucking empty paper bags.
No, you won't count any.
Why, you threw them out?
No, because I really haven't been eating or I've been working out of the house a lot lately.
Oh, okay.
Do they deliver now at
Wendy's? Wendy's delivers
now? No, I don't, you know. I've actually really controlled my portions. My wife and I are both, so we're doing it together.
I've seen her. She looks great.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about food. So, hey, when you open up ketchup, you use ketchup in your home? When you open it up, where do you store the ketchup?
Where do I store it?
Yeah, after you open the bottle and use it.
Usually in the fridge.
Yeah.
Everybody does, but some people don't.
Some people don't.
Right.
And those people complain about stomach ailments and pains and...
diarrhea.
Why do you think ketchup needs to be refrigerated?
Well, I believe that.
When an item says, when you look
when
at
it
an
says
item,
it on the
you read on the label, it says, refrigerate after opening.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much explains it. But if you know that there's sugar, vinegar, some kind of like tomatoes, you got to know that that shit's going to fucking ferment and go bad at some point in a 2 or 3 day period when it's 109 outside and your house is, I don't know about you, but do you have AC in your house?
Yeah, AC.
You roll the windows down?
Well, no, I mean, like, we have fans.
Oh, you do?
Okay, roll but the windows still... down.
What windows?
What does he live in?
Live
in a
Chevy. He lived in a Chevy. I don't know, but, you know, who knows, dude? But, of course, that shit's going bad. You keep mayonnaise out?
Well, that's, you know.
No way.
Why?
That's gross.
What makes it different from ketchup, dude? Because it's eggs and you know,
I don't know, but also the ketchup packets are out.
Good point.
They're unopened. If you opened one, used half of it, would you leave it open and then use it tomorrow?
No, it would dry up.
Wouldn't dry up. Would sit there and get green, and you'd fucking get hair on it, and you'd put it on your hamburger and vomit. Or have diarrhea the next day.
Because my wife, I don't think she believes that concept. I've told her, I said, the minute you open the ketchup bottle, which is
sauce.
And listen, and of course now the barbecue sauce. Yeah, we have barbecue sauce that's sitting there, and hoisin sauce. You know, I don't eat that hoisin sauce
a lot.
I'm
never eating here ever again. I'm afraid to drink this. You sure this water wasn't open?
But
I gotta check the fucking top. He probably refills them and shit. He put a little crazy glue on
it. If somebody doesn't finish it, we retap it and seal the lid.
Yeah.
Boy, you never run out
of
water.
Oh,
well, listen, my wife has gone crazy with sales at Costco.
I'll bet.
There's like a pallet of fucking water in our garage. I don't know if you saw it. You know what I mean? It looks like we're going to fly some shit over to Haiti.
But I thought people were coming, man. I don't know what was going on.
There's a pallet. Like, if you could stand next to this pallet of water, you know, well, it'll tower over you guys. But, you know, I can like, you know what I mean, reach over it.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's just a shitload of water.
Shit, that's
I'm like, she, like 2 or 3 days, 4 days in a row, she came. I went by Costco. I got more water. I go, fuck. You know, this is like a workout. I'm doing fucking the world's strongest man carrying fucking things of water.
I'm a little OCD like that. If I get something fixated, I'll go back to
my wife to you, Peter.
No,
I'm just saying that she's
no, but she's running back and forth.
I know, but it's listen,
water.
You know, I'm just it's
she's
just
thirsty?
Crazy. I drink water, but I don't drink that much water.
Is
like.
She?
You know, I don't know if she's like thinking maybe
with child.
You know, there's like some sort of major catastrophe coming.
Yeah, maybe she's stockpiling for the zombie apocalypse.
That's right.
It could happen.
Wow,
I believe it.
I'm trying to get excited about The Walking Dead. They had a marathon this weekend.
Did you watch it?
I watched, and it got me retuned back. This is like before they got to
Terminus.
Terminus.
Yeah, I saw an episode that was on.
And you know, I guess I've seen through, what was it, season five when they're in Alexandria.
Right.
The final scene is when he sees the black guy that's badass with a bow.
The black guy is badass with a bow.
Yeah, the guy, his old neighbor when it first came down.
Morgan.
Right, and his son. They met outside his house.
Right.
That was the last episode, wasn't it, of season five?
When
they're in Alexandria and he looks.
So that's
up,
the last one that you've seen?
I'm pretty sure because I don't know what happened since then.
Really? So you haven't? You're missing out on a lot.
Of course, that was the end of season five, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I haven't seen. Where is season six? Unless I buy it, where can I see season six?
It's not on demand or
no? I looked. It's still season five on demand. Why is it taking forever? They finished season seven already. Why am I waiting forever for the shit?
I don't know. Is it on Netflix? Do you have Netflix?
We have Netflix. But
it might be on Netflix.
It's still not.
I don't know, dude. It might be.
This is pissing me off.
Speaking about, have you seen Stranger Things? Did you watch it? This show on Netflix is called Stranger Things.
No.
It's the best show right now.
What is it?
What is that, man? Stranger Things.
It's like a mix of like the Goonies, mixed with like the X-Files, mixed with like, I can't explain it. It's really cool. But it's like these four kids. One of them goes missing. And then it's like a paranormal type of show too. It's really cool. Winona Ryder, Matthew Modine.
Wow, that's a really good cast.
Right,
it's really good.
She really came back. She was missing in action.
I got to be honest. I could not stand her, and I really could not stand her for a while.
You like
and
her now?
I watched this show, and it was like, okay. I have to give her credit.
Yeah. The show is phenomenal.
Yeah.
She went through some crazy stuff.
But not even
that.
I never really thought she was a phenomenal actress in any sense. You know what I mean?
She didn't have good vehicles, man, I don't think. She wasn't in good, you know, I think she was a good actress, but the film she was in maybe either weren't right for her, just shitty movies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
By the way, speaking of movies.
That can happen.
Speaking of movies, did you see the trailer for Justice League?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Are you excited for that?
I'm excited for it. You know, I got hope, but as I watch the trailer, it kind of it doesn't. There's some, you know.
It's just like they don't speak to me, or like they don't the way that Marvel movies do.
Right.
The DC movies have a different tone, and I don't know if I like it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Marvel movies are so fun and colorful and like loud and exciting and like more true to the comic.
Right.
In my opinion.
When does Suicide Squad come out?
August 5th.
Right. Want to see that?
You seen trailer for Sailor Rent? Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets.
What the fuck are you doing?
Remember that song?
What just happened?
Hold on.
Are you having a fucking seizure? What's going on?
You know that song? Pull that song up. Roger somebody.
That was so out of left field. Yeah.
It's like being at a fucking old like a golf clubhouse.
Yeah.
And watching some old dude just fucking lose it and start singing
Sinatra.
He just
went to another dimension for a moment.
You broke out into your own little karaoke box.
Yeah.
What was that? What is it?
Roger Miller did a song. Pull this up, Roger Miller.
I'm not going to pull anything up. We're going to take a break in a minute.
It's called I don't know what. And it started out, you said, did you see the trailer for, and it's put in my mind.
King of the Road?
King of the Road. Trailer for Sale or Rent. Rooms to let 50 cents.
I've heard that before.
Right. So he said, you see the trailer for, and I almost said Sale or Rent.
Oh, gotcha.
And that was, because there's something
So this ridiculous thing.
So that just, you said trailer for, and I just triggered trailer for Sale. So I said, did you see the trailer for Sale or Rent? Rooms?
Yeah.
Sexy. And it starts like this.
Trailers for sale or rent.
I said, what?
Rooms to let 50 cents.
Woo!
I know that.
No phone, no pool, no pets.
Say what?
Ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of pushing broom.
Yeah.
8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the Road. Third boxcar, midnight train.
We'll be back with more of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show now at 5 in the afternoon, right after these words.
Don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means.
of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, and every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing treasures for sale or rent, rooms let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Got you where you want you. Got you where I want you, right here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Pod Very Bean. Late.
Podbean. Don't care what time it is. Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Life's beautiful.
Now,
when you
people can wait till tomorrow, right? And listen in the morning and just pretend it's fucking. They just...
People will listen to it when they click on play.
That is great.
That's awesome. Whenever you want. See? It's right. Dougie on demand.
Yeah, DOD.
That's cool, actually. Dougie on demand.
We'll call him Duty.
I hope you're not in charge of marketing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll do a shitty job.
You would.
Duty.
No doubt
shitty
about it.
Job.
Anyway, yeah, welcome back. And
wipe that joke out.
That is the Flies. What got you where I want you.
That's a great tune, man.
Flies.
Mm-hmm.
Shitty.
Oh, Flies on Shore.
Yeah, see, it all comes together?
It all comes together.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. So I put all the ketchup in the fridge and the and the barbecue sauce. I think that might be a thing because I, you know, I'm like my stomach, everyone, I'm like, why, you know, and I'll eat, I've been eating healthier. I won't eat much. We don't eat our, we cut down our rice. So then I want to like have a half a chicken, like, a, you know, just a grilled chicken, half a chicken, strip
right.
the skin off. Just, I used to take a little barbecue sauce, but I think that fucking barbecue sauce is giving me the, you know.
Well, is it because it was left out, you're saying?
Well, yeah, we've had the barbecue sauce out for
So why
weeks.
Not throw it away and get new ones?
Well, I'll do that. My wife's like, what are you doing throwing away?
You
you're
to
throwing
the
food
just,
out.
Do the switcheroo when no one's looking.
Yeah. I had the conversation. I'm like, honey, we got to refrigerate, the, obviously, the mayonnaise. I mean, the mayonnaise, the ketchup.
Okay.
You know, there was a while there she didn't. I'm like, no, once you open it, you just got to, you know.
So, I mean.
Like, is that true of peanut butter as well?
No, you don't have to refrigerate
Because you can't.
Yes, you certainly do. It's got
really?
Oil in it. Salt in it, sugar in it. You absolutely have to refrigerate peanut butter.
No
man,
way.
I got to get a bigger fridge.
I take it out a half hour.
Get a bigger fridge.
If I know I'm going to have a peanut butter thing, I take it out a half hour before so it's warm so you can spread it. But peanut butter.
I'm
good.
I'm
pretty
that's
sure.
That's a lot of preparation for
sure.
fucking peanut butter.
How about jelly? You put jelly away?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know.
Why?
That's...
Because that's like fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, nuts don't go so, bad.
Well,
well, you're not
smelling that. Sun like smell, yeah.
I mean,
you haven't smelled yours lately.
Well, no.
Wow.
How you, what are you doing? Smelling my underwear when I'm fucking
know.
Walking out? When you like you get
Before
it early?
Before you walk out. I can smell it from here. You get it? You're wearing it.
Hey,
but,
um,
but those are things. Listen, that's just some disgusting shit that people. Did she grow up with refrigerators?
Well, no. Listen, they didn't have many refrigerators in the Thailand, you know, refugee camps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they had to leave Cambodia.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I'm like, sure there wasn't much Hellman's there either.
Yeah, yeah. She would put the stuff in the refrigerator after she took a little dip in the fucking jacuzzi.
Or Heinz ketchup.
You know.
No, I understand completely, man. That's what I'm saying.
But this I got to lay down the law here. I got to say, look, honey, the fucking barbecue sauce, once it's open, goes in the fridge.
Right.
Anything like that goes in the fridge.
It has to.
And I Googled, do you have to refrigerate peanut butter?
Yeah.
And it says, no, it is not necessary to refrigerate an open jar of commercially manufactured peanut butter, says the National Peanut Board. An open jar of processed peanut butter will usually keep well for about 3 months when stored in a dark cupboard at normal room temperature.
Wow.
There you go.
Love it. Thank you. I'll have to do that.
Look at you being a foodie. Don't know that.
Well, you know,
while we're on it, why don't we go ahead and clear up the barbecue sauce?
I'm a Jew.
So do you have the refrigerated barbecue sauce as the next one?
That's the next question we've got to ask. I've
got to tell you, if there's vinegar in it, absolutely.
Right.
You know,
well, that means how many women out there got to take their vagina and put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
The women don't do that anymore.
Isn't that what's going on, man, with this whole shit with the talcum powder?
The lawsuits, if you wore talcum powder. Wow. Now, this is for pregnant women?
Not for any woman. They get uterine cancer or something. Or
so, in other words, if they put powder anywhere on the inside.
Not inside, outside, because it moves. I'm sure it could just land somewhere.
I think if they...
When you put your underpants, I don't know what they do.
Barbecue sauce needs to be refrigerated after opening.
Thank you.
And a lot of people are saying they wouldn't use it if it was like 4 or 5 days out.
No wonder I got sick,
after
man.
Opening.
I got sick. It was probably
the
first
shit out for a month.
Dude,
I was in a month, he said.
I woke up, I was like, yeah. I'm going to make my wife some barbecue chicken tonight.
Yeah.
Honey, why don't you eat this shit?
And make sure the chicken is like raw.
All right, so we're going to throw that out.
Oh, yeah.
So the Almeida household has a new rule.
Yeah.
Refrigerate everything.
Hoisin sauce. Find out about hoisin sauce.
Okay. Do you have to refrigerate hoisin sauce?
Yeah.
H-O-I-S-I-N.
All right, I will look at this.
Yeah, we got to find out because listen, I need facts. I got to say, look, I did some research, honey. And we got to make sure we refrigerate this stuff.
Yeah,
that might be the reason. Like, why didn't you feel good? I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't eat that bad. Blah 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 blah. Well, it must be something.
Yeah,
must be something.
Of course, it's bacteria. It's fucking obvious, man. People get sick on that shit. That's what.
There was actually a story I saw.
E. coli.
There was a story in the newspaper that said this about the amount of people that die from stomach, food bacteria, you know, stuff like that. Just bad, like food.
A lot, right?
Right. Food-borne illnesses, they called it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Food-borne illnesses.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a growing amount of people that are dying because of that. And, you know, how many people knew?
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Poison sauce, no?
Well, people are saying it does need to be refrigerated. But I also found out, and this is very interesting, there's a website called stilltasty.com, and you can look up hundreds of foods to find out their shelf life and how to store them.
There you go.
Cool, look at that. So I'm going on Still Tasty right now.
You know, listen, a lot of times parents didn't teach you a lot of shit. Like, my neighbors came over, you know, a new young couple, about to have a baby. They bought the house next to us.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been in that house even before the neighbor. And, They asked me, like, do you have a pool guy? We need a pool guy. And I'm like, well, I'm the pool guy at the house.
Yeah.
That's all I do at the house. Everything else my wife fixes. So I'm like, well, I go out and look. They've lived in the house for a year, but they hadn't cleaned their pump, their pool pump, since they've been here.
Wow, Jesus. Neighbors right here?
Yeah.
Right.
So they never knew what it was like to have a pool pump.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? So there's certain things you got to learn. There's certain things you got to know. When you get older, you know what I'm saying? You got to do a certain response. You know, I know how to do that. Like, my wife finally broke down and we got the guys to come out and fix the sprinkler system. My wife's like, my hand hurt from digging. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not digging. Call the guy to come and fix it. She was shocked. $99 to come out.
Don't you have a shovel?
We have a shovel, dumbass, but I'm not going to sit there.
Well, why is her hand
hurt? What?
Why would her hand hurt? Do you have a glove?
But listen, she was digging and she had to keep digging. And listen, you know what I'm saying?
She's trying to get home.
How much money am I going to save? How much money is my wife saving my buster? So I told her, what are you doing?
Trying to get home.
Digging
through the earth.
You know.
Now you get it. I'm saying three.
I got it. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, you're making fun of a woman who cuts your hair. I don't know if that.
I've said before, she's with sharp objects around me. Well, at least once every 3 4
I think you're
weeks.
Fucking pushing it. She's going to like clip your fucking ear off.
That's pretty funny.
You're going to be like fighting fucking Tyson. You and Holyfield are going to have the same right earlobe.
Yeah.
So
what happened? So she's digging holes. So you didn't want to dig them.
To me, my time value of money is, you know, call somebody to come out for $100. They'll look at the thing. They check it out. They know what they have tools for measuring shit. We're not going to have to dig holes and find all the leaks.
Plus, they've done this before.
You know what I mean?
Ask them for financial advice.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
So she was amazed, like, oh, it was $90, and the guy came, they dug it, they found it, they broke it.
Perfect.
So another $30 was $130 for everything done. They buried everything back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, isn't that great to know it's done? How much? It's $130.
Ugh, pleasure.
Was that worth sitting out there busting your ass digging holes?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll bring that up when I talk about the barbecue sauce.
Hoisin sauce has to be refrigerated.
Hoisin sauce has to be refrigerated.
And it can last up to 2 years if kept refrigerated.
But it doesn't last 2 days unrefrigerated.
I just read an open bottle of hoisin sauce will last for up to 2 years in the fridge. Yeah. That's what this website says.
All right.
Yeah. So now we're looking at barbecue.
What's the name of that website, by the way?
Stilltasty.com.
Stilltasty.com. Right.
Pretty good name.
Well, yeah, listen, yeah. I think we just answered the problem why I'm so many stomach issues.
Yeah, I don't think.
There's no question. No question.
Now, you know, it's something like that. You have to take something. Like maybe because I have pain down there. Like if I have a pain in my lower ab.
You know what you should take?
What?
Probiotics.
You're right. Yeah, 100%.
You should.
What's like the. I got to find out what the best one is because some say the half of it doesn't have the shit you need and. You know, but it's just an irregular one-a-day vitamin, right? Like probiotics?
I would just go to the local drugstore and get this one that has a little yellow label, or like a little cartoon, little fucking enzyme or whatever. Yeah.
An enzyme? I don't know what an enzyme looks like.
No, it's like a little dude. He's like smiling at you.
Yeah.
And boom, it'll just reset all the bacteria in your stomach, and it'll get you back to normal.
Hmm. Well, let's move on to something else, shall we?
Yeah, and also probiotics, you have to keep those refrigerated as well.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
That's fucked up.
You got to keep them in the fridge.
They're a pill. I found out that, you know, the Vicodin I have like a bottle of Vicodin I never use when I have my root canal.
Yeah.
They don't go bad. They'll lose a little bit of their potency, but they don't go bad. I think my wife just told me that, so I wouldn't take them. Because they're like a year old. Hey, speaking of stuff, you know, I thought I lost my sunglasses. And I own some Maui gyms.
Okay.
I like the Do you have expensive sunglasses or cheap ones?
Cheapies, man.
Yeah.
I just bought these. I went to the mall.
I had
3 for $20.
Right.
It was buy 2 get 1 free.
But the lenses are terrible.
Oh, I mean, they
I mean, you know what I mean. You buy sunglasses to protect your eyes from glare and piercing it, where you're going to go blind when you're like 70.
Yeah.
Or 50, if not, you know, like Peter.
Yes, sir.
Right. You have you don't have expensive sunglasses.
I have. You know what? First of all, I certainly do because, you know.
I love when I'm asking a question. Peter, you have expensive sunglasses? You know what?
They are expensive. First of all, any prescription glasses, you guys don't know. Prescription glasses are absolutely the biggest markup ripoff there possibly could ever be. And I'll tell you how I know. Because I went to Lens Crafters last time. I have these are bifocals. They're you know, they disappear. I forgot how they're called. Progressive lenses, so you can't see that, you know, that line. The old days there was a line across.
Right. You look like an old fuck.
Correct. Any nice pair of glasses is at least $150 these days without the lenses. Okay.
Just the frames, yeah.
The frames themselves. Yeah, 80, 90, you know, something with a, you know, I don't care about the name, but most of them, the nicer ones are going to be a brand. So now you're starting with, then you got the fact that I'm fucking blind as a bat.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because now you're going to the fact that I'm blind as a bat. Now I need, you know, the progressive lenses. And if it's a sunglass, now I need all three.
Right.
Okay, get the sun. So first of all, now the upcharge. I think my last pair of glasses. And thank God for Dr. Judy Lenscrafter. She gave
another fucking plug.
She gave me her family plan thing. I paid 50% off my glasses for still.
When they have like a 400% markup.
$385. Now, the funny thing is, they fucked up. They fucked
Peter,
up.
Peter, we're giving you a discount.
I get
really?
Right, $385. Now, they made these glasses I'm wearing right now. The woman thought that I wanted those lenses to change color when you go outside, that they get darker.
The transitions.
Right. They're not. First of all, do you know that inside your car, they don't work? In your car, this is fact. The glass from your car knocks out, correct. It knocks out the ability for your glasses. So first of all, you need a pair of sunglasses anyway.
Wow.
Right? Now, that's number one. Number two, I said I didn't want
them. There's a bunch of people listening to the show right now that run an eyeglass place. They're like, shut up, Peter.
Right.
don't give away the secrets.
In the interim, so I go back and I tell them, I said, listen.
Did somebody grab you in that place as well?
Now, this happened twice. That's funny. Now, she was cooking a hamburger, though, and it splashed in my face.
She turned the microwave on when I walked by.
Well, that's a Jewish thing. I don't appreciate that joke.
Go fuck yourself. I don't care what you
turn
like.
Turn the oven
like
on?
It.
She turned an oven on? I mean, come on. So,
come on in, Peter.
So, and this is after, wow, oh my God.
Want to take a shower?
The first time I got the glasses, wait a second, I forgot this part. This is where they were, I know how frugal it is, or how fucked up they are. They took my glasses and they reversed the numbers. So when I put these glasses on, I first went to pick them up, I couldn't see anything. So she said, oh my God, we reversed the number. Instead of 80-20, it was 20. And
you wear them backwards?
No, so I had to stand on my head. So they took my glasses. They said, we'll have these back in 3 days. They just popped the lenses out. I said, I got to send them back and find somebody with those. No, they just threw them out. So now they make another pair of lenses that they just charged $300 for. They just make them for free.
Well, it means that their cost is probably what?
Nothing.
$2?
Poo-poo. Whatever the fuck it is. But, and you go, holy shit. You know, when you buy a car and the thing is rattling, they just throw it out or they give you another one? Or how did that work?
Well, sometimes they send them off to the wholesales.
Yeah.
Put them out on auction.
But I don't, you know, it's
everybody
just,
thinks, I got a great car at auction.
Eyeglasses, that's another thing.
What is with auctions?
If you buy, sometimes your odds of buying a car, a car that isn't fucked up.
Yeah.
At an auction is like the same of your odds of meeting a nice woman in a strip club.
Wow. Yeah. Because I've always seen these car auctions, and that's the appeal, is that you think you're going to go get a really nice car for cheap. I always hear that they're like drug bust cars, or like someone died in it.
Repossessions, tax repossessions.
But how does it really work? What's the truth with these
auctions? I actually have it.
There's an endless supply of stuff that comes through. That's my point. They come from repossessions. They come from banks that take over. That have lease turn-ins.
Okay.
Right? They're like a certain amount of mileage on the car. They can't retail it, so they just put it on the wholesale market. They got so much money out of the front when they leased it that, if the car is worth, let's say, $20,000 now, they don't give a shit if they sell it for $10,000 on wholesale, because they already got $25,000 in financing out of it.
Wow.
So, that, you know what I mean? So there's all types of shit that'll fuel, or I say, or feed that. Right? I mean, how else could these cars end up? Just trade-ins, like shit trade-ins dealers take in. And,
but what about drug busts and shit like that?
No, they're also...
First of all, any of those cars Hertz, like that, like a Ferrari?
Avis, Hertz.
Yeah, those cars. Those are big amount that come in.
Right. And they're also a lot of those fleet cars and shit.
Like for companies, everybody who drives the Mary Kay car, whatever. But you got a fucking car that's pink, but like you were saying, the rental cars, can you imagine? I got a great deal on a fucking Ford Taurus,
but right? It was a rental and millions of people have driven that
and
car.
Beaten it up to death. I used to tell a joke, cause I used to come down here and rent cars and beat the fuck out of them when I was on vacation. I used to tell it. So when I'm renting a car, I used to say to the guy at the counter, hey, what goes 0 to 60 backwards? You go, what? I go, rent a car. Me in about 5 minutes in your car.
Mm-hmm. That's mean. Somebody buys a car.
I used to turn in my cars, dude. You could have fucking built a sandcastle with the amount of sand in the back of my cars when I turn these cars in. Because I would just go to the beach and have all the shit just fucking
throw it in.
Get out of the people and shit just climb in. Just get in. We'll go for a ride. You broads and they open their bathing suit and empty out.
Do you ever get in somebody's car and it's complete filth? you got to move shit.
Yes, I have.
Shit on all over the floorboard.
And how about moving a piece of cloth that's covering like a seat that's ripped to shreds? How about that?
Well, I mean,
just torn fucking open.
Just crap. Like
paper.
There's like
bags.
There's like a layer of dust and and like somebody spilled like coffee and let it dry and then like shit stuck to it, so it almost looks like it's like a like sea foam, you know what I mean? Or, you know, it's just like, what the fuck, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm in my car, and probably my car, that Volvo, the interior is all like cream, like light color. So it's like, you know, you
sneeze and you're leaving a stain.
I lost it when I was at Tires Plus. The guy gave me my car, and the whole fucking, it looked like pig pen. You know, clean my car. There's shit on the steering wheel is fucking filthy.
Oh my God.
You know, the
God.
Thing was, I'm like, I asked the guy, I said, dude, what the fuck? He's like, oh, I don't think that happened here. I'm like, really? Where did it happen? Did it happen to me? I'm looking all.
Right.
And, you know, but the guy gave me another thing. The second time he gave me that intense like foam cleaner spray.
Oh yeah.
That you got to put a very little bit, and, you know, mix it up a little bit.
A few.
You know, it's really strong, like leather and vinyl and
shit. Right.
Industrial type cleaning.
Well, it's got alcohol and shit in that, and that'll burn through anything. Acetone. They put acetate or acetone. Was it acetate?
Acetone.
Yeah. any rate, we were talking about food so much. You sent me a question about OCD eating habits. You asked me about, and I think the older I get, the more I realize, like I was in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I get to a hotel room, when I'm traveling, I take everything out. I take, you know, unless I'm staying there for a day.
Right.
But if I'm going to be there for 2 or 3 days, I basically take everything out.
And
put the shoes with it, you know, if it's a closet, they're right where I'm basically going to put them on. I hang the shirts. I put the jeans on the clip so they hang. So they, you know,
do you put the left shoe on the left side and the right shoe on the right side?
I don't really give a shit. I'm not that bad about it. No.
You?
So,
and you put your shoes away, you put your left shoe on the left side, the right shoe on the right side?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I put them in their pairs.
Right.
The way they're supposed to be.
See, Doug, you're something wrong.
I usually do, but I'm like, if I notice that they're that way, I won't. Plus, I have a shoe cover, so I can't tell half the time.
See, I don't like taking everything out in the hotel, or at least I like to keep them in one relative spot. I don't like putting my shoes in the closet and hanging this here and using this drawer, because then there's always a possibility you're going to fucking leave something
right.
behind.
I get panicky. Yeah,
yeah, well, I had that fear.
See, that's
once.
An OCD thing, too. That's the fear of leaving something. You know, yeah. It's like, but you're checking everything 10 times.
But you know
right?
how you get
doing
rid of
dummy check.
You know,
right,
you get rid of that fear?
You don't pack anything.
Part of your OCD is you basically say, okay, if I'm leaving on. I'm checking out tomorrow at 11 or 12. Before I go to bed, I pack everything. Basically anything, even if in my computer bag, I don't leave any little gadget thing out, this and that. Everything goes in. If I'm like, I'm gonna use the computer tomorrow, everything gets packed, sealed, you know?
Except
I take all the
charger.
I get all the clothes out.
Mm-hmm.
I take whatever I'm wearing tomorrow is on the chair.
But your phone charger.
You know what I mean? I left the phone charger, you know, once or twice.
Right.
I fucking hate doing that. That's
oh, God, man. Because it's the last thing you unplug, and then you're walking around.
That's why I'm saying.
Then you look at what you left.
If you do this, if you take care of this, then you don't have that problem. You get rid of all that shit, you know, the tablet charger, you know, I go play like all that shit goes away. And the only thing you leave out in the morning, well, I'm driving. I'm going to be in the car for 10 hours. I'm not going to shower. I leave out the toothpaste, toothbrush, and some deodorant. Little cologne, everything else gets packed in the bathroom shit. Yeah. That's how you get rid of that.
Okay.
So, but going back
to the food thing?
No, I noticed that when I go in the bathroom, I put like the deodorant next to the cologne. I took a photo of it. I'm like, look at me. I should work at Macy's. You know, I should work in the fucking, you know.
You should be a stylist.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's, you know, really, maybe that's
my calling.
That side of you's coming out, man.
That was your daily Doug tip.
So food, like, you know, I do notice that you asked me, like you said, your friend that eats French fries. If I eat something like
if he eats French fries.
I'll eat the French fries first. I'll just start eating the French fries.
My friend is, I explained to Dougie, my friend, I'll go out to lunch with him. He'll have a sandwich. It'll come with French fries. He has to eat every French fry on his plate before he'll take a bite of the sandwich. That's how fucking sick in the head he is, right? So
is weird.
He'll get down to like two fries, and I'll go, oh my God, Brett, turn around. There's a hot chick right behind you. He'll turn around, and I'll dump like 15 fucking French fries on his plate, and then he'll turn back around, and he'll like look and go, and just start eating the French fries, because he knows he's got to eat the French fries before anything else. Crazy.
I like to eat.
The third time, I'll do it to him. He'll be like, are you putting those?
If it's too many French fries, I'll eat them. And by the way, when I order French fries now, I've learned I always order them extra crispy.
Me too.
Oh,
I always get them well done.
Double the oil. Double the oil. That's
good. Anywhere I go, right? Anywhere I go now, I want them nice and crispy.
Yep.
Right?
That's the best way to get them.
And you know why? Because when they're like that, I don't eat all of them.
With gravy.
I don't eat all of them, right? That's what I do. I'll eat when they're hot. I'll eat as many. And once they start getting cold, you know, I pick the best looking ones of the bunch, Right? You know, when you look at French fries, you say, that's a good one.
Now, you bring that shovel
like,
pail to
like a potato
McDonald's
chips. Like, you ever, like, look at Doritos and see
well,
the shit that's on it? You're like, that's got all, look at all the zest that's got on there.
Whenever you get French fries and they come, like, normal, let's say, you get that one crunchy one and you're like, oh, yes. Yeah. So I just ordered a fucking basket of crunchy ones.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah. It's
And some of them are a little too crunchy.
I love burnt French fries, man.
But some of those, really but those are nice at the end. It's almost like
the,
you know.
But the crinkle cut, you know, you guys eat that fast food shit.
You're talking about the Nathan's fries.
Yeah, like a nice Nathan's. Ugh.
I'm talking like a steak.
I'm
fry.
So hungry, by the way. I'm starving. Well, right
I didn't.
Now.
I Let's didn't, go out to dinner after.
Listen,
this.
I didn't eat all day, and I when we went to Sicilian Oven, I had the chicken parm pizza, basically. It was called chicken reggioni.
Very healthy.
It's awesome.
They put pasta on top too?
No, there's no pasta. Okay, they put carrot cake.
Let's
okay,
go to Roots. Face. Let's go to Roots after this.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Roots no reggae, man.
You know, so I ate that. I didn't eat all fucking day. I went, you know, I went to work, did some stuff in the morning, and then I'm like, all right, I gotta, you know, when you work, what am I gonna eat lunch? No, I can't leave. I'm in the middle of working, and then by the time I get back, it's 3 or 4 o'clock.
Right.
I'm starving, so I had. Those pizzas are small.
Are they?
You know, well, they're 8 inches or they're 12 inch. You know,
That's nothing. For you.
That's a small, right? A regular pizzeria pizza large is 16 inches. 18 is extra.
Yeah,
large.
18 is extra. I think New York pizzas are way bigger.
Yeah, much
bigger.
Like,
oh hell yeah!
Like they're fucking. That's how a pizza should be. Right. And I hate when it's like you order a Domino's pizza and it looks like a record.
It's fucked.
It's
up.
It's so small.
Yeah. I always ask when you order pizza, like, what size is your large? Because sometimes I can have an XL. And they bring like a personal pizza to you. Like, what's the fucking small?
It's unbelievable.
Right. Well, he said that they asked him if he wanted to cut it in 6 or 8 slices. He said, better make it 6. I can't eat 8.
Okay, Yogi Bear. Who said that?
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
Yeah. That's a great fucking line, man.
Jesus, so, aside from that, like, do you...
Was good,
you know,
though?
When you eat the pizza?
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's nice thin crust. It's oven, you know, it's...
If chicken parm, it basically
little chunks of chicken that are cut, like take chicken parm cutlet, just the cutlet and cut it up in like, you know, cubes.
They just take a whole big chicken parm cutlet and wrap some.
That would be stupid.
Wrap a pizza around it and eat it just like that.
Yeah,
like, same thing.
Is that Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich still around that had the chicken on the outside and the chicken?
The double down.
Yeah,
I don't think it still exists.
I never ate that.
No.
Who could eat that?
they do have a bowl that has everything in it.
Really?
Yeah,
I've had chicken and waffle sandwich. Have you guys ever seen?
I've never, I never done the chicken and waffle thing. I haven't tried
it's
that yet.
It's good. Oh. Roscoe's, I had.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. There's a few restaurants that give me the rumbles. I always said one was Fuddruckers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not many of those around anymore.
Hello, your kitchen right here.
Right, and now my wife's fucking barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you're always.
And the other one is Kentucky Fried Chicken. I could never. Every time I eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, I got the rumbles.
Yeah,
I can't deal with that.
I haven't eaten KFC in the longest time, but there is a chicken and waffle place that we can all go to. It's in Okeechobee. It's called Bay Bay's Chicken and Waffles.
In Okeechobee,
there's one around the corner from here, buddy. Up
we're
the block.
A chicken and waffle place,
yeah.
Like specifically, like it's called.
Chicken, it's a southern. It's called Rooster. Go look up Roosters.
Roosters. Yeah. I've heard of Roosters. Yeah, I know what that is.
Not Carl Springs, the one in Margate. That used to be there.
No, the one in Parkland. Not Roosters. That thing. This is called Big Country Rooster or something. Just opened up. Southern Country Rooster or some shit.
And chicken and waffles is on the menu, huh?
Yeah.
My
friend Kelvin's opening a restaurant on Oakland Park Boulevard, man, in Dixie Highway. Real southern cookie with, you know, shrimp and grits. You ever eat shrimp and grits, my brother?
I don't like grits. I'm not a grits guy.
I love grits.
You eat them plain?
I can eat them plain or butter.
The first time I had it was when our soccer team went to Virginia.
Mm.
And we stayed with the family. And the lady's like, do you like grits? I go, I never really ate them. And when I ate it, I thought I was eating sand.
Really? Yeah. Then they were made wrong.
I was like, ugh, what the fuck is this?
I
got to put a little butter in there.
Too,
of course, you put butter
in
there.
Butter and salt.
I like
and
salt. Yeah, I like cream of wheat,
people put
too.
Cinnamon. Don't they put cinnamon in their grits?
Really? Cinnamon grits? I never did that.
No, but there's southern dishes like shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. I would tear some shrimp and grits up.
Dude, my buddies make this restaurant. He's going to have salmon and grits.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We got to go there, man. It's called Kelvin's 3200.
I don't know.
It's opening in about a month.
I don't know if I could deal with grits.
Dude, they have great food, man.
All this restaurant talk is getting me hungry.
Hey, you got to calm down.
It's very hot right now, the southern thing.
Yeah?
Speaking of lost things. No, I'm kidding.
You brought up a point about lost and found. Yeah, you know, we were talking about sunglasses. Like, I got to wear nice sunglasses, because especially if I'm driving a lot.
Yeah.
I got to have good lenses, and Maui Jims are awesome. And, you know, the great thing about Maui Jim is, you know, because I was like that. I would go to the mall and buy the $20, $10, two for $20, whatever they were. you know, and you get that, and they break, you lose them. You know, what the
forget
fuck?
All about that. They're not good for your eyes, dude. If you look at the UV protection and look at the quality of the thing, you're not doing yourself any favors.
It's cosmetic. It's just it's a,
right.
So, but that's
you
one
need
thing.
Good glasses.
I would. I kept losing them. I used to have Revos. You know, I had nice Revos that were nice, expensive, $250, $300 for a pair of sunglasses.
I had stolen out of my car at an oil change.
That's where I got
change.
Mine. I stole
an oil
from
change.
You.
Did you ever change my oil?
Yeah, I changed
your
dead. Oil. Yeah, someone else did. I just came in and break.
came know, in and cut the brakes.
And you were talking about pens. I remember, you know, I started doing like a stockbroker.
The Mont Blancs.
The Mont Blancs or the cross pens, right? You know, you'd get like, you know, you'd spend fucking
$40, $50 on a fucking pen and they're gone.
One time. This is when I worked at IDS, which is now Ameriprise. And I used to go see people at night at their house, or I had a meeting with somebody, went to their house, and my girlfriend at the time had bought me a beautiful Mont Blanc. You know, it was like nice, and it wrote.
Know what that is, a Mont Blanc pen?
No. Yeah. I have no idea.
It's a pen that's like a fountain pen, kind of. It's very thick, big, and it's very It was like a status symbol. It's like wearing a Rolex, just a fucking pen.
So you if you had an office, you'd have that pen sitting on your desk
or next to your nameplate.
But you took them with you, too. There were pens that had the, you opened them elegantly.
You took them with you like it was a refrigerator.
Like a
they're different, you could different take pens. Them with you. There were desk pens. There were pocket pens. It was
like,
ridiculous.
I remember one time a gift someone had bought me for my desk was like my name. On like a wooden block with two cross pens sticking out.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah, it's a nice gift, but those pens suck.
And they disappear.
They disappear. Right. But I remember I went to see somebody and I had this pen. I only had it for maybe a couple weeks.
Right.
And I left the pen at their house.
And you probably called them and said, can I come by?
Yeah, of course I did. It was like, you know, I live in the time of Coconut Creek, whatever, but I was going to Miami and I'm like, I'd been driving for 10 or 15 minutes. Right. I even pulled over and go, shit, it's not in my pocket. Maybe it was in my briefcase.
Oh,
I call in the guy and I go, hey, I left my pen on the table. You mind if I stop? I know it's terrible, but it's a gift. Blah, blah, blah. He goes, what? I didn't see no pen.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's got to be right there. You know, I'm telling you. He's like, hold on a second. No, man, we didn't see no pen.
Yeah,
And then when I tried to call them back for an appointment, they never.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, fucking, it's like a $180 pen.
Over a pen, these bastards.
You know what I'm saying?
These fuckers. They probably sold it for drugs. Yayo.
So you don't
buy it. You can sell it?
It's for yayo.
For the yayo.
It's for the yayo. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey.
Elgin David.
What's up?
And we'll come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about stories from around the world and make fun of it. There's plenty of shit. Trust me. Well, maybe we should start off with some top stories. In other words, like these are what people are talking about. And I don't know if we're going to find humor in it, but I'm going to challenge you guys to find humor in any of this.
Okay.
All right. Peter?
Yes,
sir. I know you're always going for funny.
I'm up for the challenge.
Right.
Peter's always up for the challenge.
What are we doing?
ISIS says its soldiers attacked church in France, killing the priest. You see that video? They beheaded a priest.
Wow. No, I didn't see that.
That's unbelievable. When was that?
This was...
That's terrible.
It was today.
Jesus Christ.
Tuesday.
Where did you see this video? Someone just posted it?
I didn't see the video.
Oh.
But...
it's on pay-per-view.
Yeah, Don King is sponsoring it.
But you see videos like this on Facebook all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's getting disgusting what
you've actually seen things slow down. Like Facebook got a lot of pressure on a lot of things not to air.
Now you'll see the video and it'll say this video contains graphic content.
Correct.
And then when you press play, it'll change now. So I thought that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because what if your kid is on there? Well, you know what? If you have a kid, they shouldn't be on Facebook anyway.
And Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray, France, attendance was sparse at the 9 a.m. Mass on Tuesday at the Iglesia Saint-Étienne, a 17th century church in a working-class town in Normandy. Many regular parishioners were on vacation, so the so was the parish priest. The Mass was ending around 9:30 a.m. when two young men with knives burst in. They forced the auxiliary priest, the Reverend Jacques Hamel, 85, to kneel. When he resisted, they slit his throat.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
They held several worshipers.
Isn't he used to kneeling?
And at least one nun hostage, while another nun escaped. Officers from a specialized police unit descended on the church. A short while later, officers shot the young men dead.
Mm. Morta. Well, what do you think about that, man?
Well, you know, to me, it's listen, you know, there's Europe is going to be dealing. This is going to be a regular occurrence. You had it happened in Germany a few times now.
Twice.
You know, the axe guy, people. You know what I mean? It's just going to be, and you know what the outcome is going to be is like there's going to be repercussions. They're going to start. You know, they're going to start deporting people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really going to say, look, and it's not going to be, look, you know, then it's going to give more rise. You talk about somewhere to influence. Now you want to get people, other young Muslim kids, to go up against the system and become,
holy shit.
You know, now think about them. They're sending your family home.
How do you say what?
Who are they going to blame?
Right.
They're going to blame that. America's. They're going to blame the way people. Well, you guys are over there. There's only a few people doing this. Why are you making us all leave?
Fuckers.
Well, because, you know, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's, I don't think it's going to get any better. I don't have any much hope in the situation because I don't think anybody knows what the fuck they're doing.
No.
It's interesting. Either something like this has just got to keep escalating and get to the point where it's complete, you know, or you have something happen like in England with Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people, England said, fuck it. We're going to keep our autonomy. We're not going to have open borders. And, you know, and Merkel, and, you know, Merkel's dying now. Germany took in more.
Is that black
more refugee?
The glasses?
No, that's Urkel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Urkel. Yeah, I imagine, by the way, I could imagine that Merkel would be sounding like Urkel by going, did I do that? Did I do that? Did I let all those Syrian refugees in?
Mm.
Did I do it? I can't do Hank German. So,
no, that was German. You were saying?
I automatically went to Asian.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah.
It was like World War II. It was Nazis in Japan just crazy. Merged together.
You know nothing.
Yes.
About the German accent.
That was terrible as well.
Well,
what the fuck is that? Just sounds mean and angry.
Sergeant Hogan's Heroes last night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
What was
Hogan's Heroes?
No, this situation that they killed the priest.
Can you imagine? Forget that. That's kid shit. How about a World War II comedy? Let's put a comedy on. Maybe 20 years after fucking, you know, half the Jews in the country lose a quarter of their family, and let's do a show, just a light comedy about life in a concentration and in a fucking POW camp. Yeah, that's fun. The Nazis.
Well, a lot of people liked it. A lot of people liked it because it made them look stupid.
Yes.
It made the Nazis look stupid. Like, yes. These guys were controlling the camp, even though that was the whole, you know, the irony of Hogan's Heroes is that these guys were basically running the camp and controlling everything that happened, serving intelligence back to
right.
to the Allies and stuff. And,
right.
You know, these guys giving up the information. Let me tell you something, Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan.
Here's another top story, by the way. Miss Cleo, famous TV psychic, is dead at the age of 53. I wonder if she saw that coming. What do you think, Peter?
I think that she should have predicted it completely. You know, she should have known.
Well, she died of cancer, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Cleo, the psychic whose infomercials featured prominently on TV in the 1990s, has died. They confirmed that she was 53. Cleo, whose birth name was Yari Harris, was battling colon cancer.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass.
She fed so many people shit that, you know, she died of shit.
Oh, yes.
I can tell that joke. I had cancer.
It spread to her liver and lungs.
Well, that's not good.
Did you ever call Miss Cleo? Anyone?
No.
No, I never called one of the psychics.
I was living at a friend's house, and my sister and I were living at a friend's house, and a phone bill came, and somebody called Miss Cleo.
Oh, Jesus.
And we never found out who it was. Mm-hmm. But
really?
It wasn't me. I know it wasn't me.
Right.
It could have been my sister, but she said it wasn't her. And it was a bit, it was like a fucking $300-$400.
No.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
How old was your sister at the time?
Fuck. I mean, I was 19, so she was 22.
Hmm. Young woman with questions.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? And you're 19. You got a lot of questions, too.
But it I swear it definitely
you would tell us if it was
me.
You?
Absolutely.
Why would you tell us that story? If, you know.
Yeah, I have no reason not to.
As a way to admit, maybe right. Deep down inside, you want to admit to somebody that it was you. But this is like an indirect way of admitting
clean.
It. That's right. He's like, hey, you know, my sister said it wasn't her,
well,
and it wasn't me.
Well, first of all, were you pregnant and have a baby by 25 or no?
Yeah.
No, but that's, no, it was crazy because it's like
they asked.
My friend's mom was so mad about it, and
there's nothing you can do about it.
No one knows who
no
it was.
No one copped to it.
Wow, my father would have said, "Well, I'm getting the cops to trace the call and get a recording on who was talking." I'm like, "Dad, I could do that."
Yeah, they trick you those parents.
She died in a hospice center in Palm Beach.
Terrible, man.
A pillar of strength, Cleo died surrounded by family and friends. Famous for her fake Jamaican accent, Cleo promised psychic readers, networks, callers, that she used the power of the tarot to show the way.
Mm-hmm.
Actually born in Los Angeles, Cleo maintained her television personality until 2003 when the network collapsed under a federal probe, before going on to do voice work, including stint on the Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, according to Vice. In 2006, Cleo, mother of two, came out publicly as a lesbian.
What?
Nope. Explaining to The Advocate, this is me.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
I don't know how do people buy into that whole psychic bullshit?
People need hope.
They need help, and they're the same people who go, honest, I hate to offend anybody, same people who go to church and think that they're going to pray and go to heaven. I mean, you need an escape. You need
something
hope.
To believe in?
Yeah.
I think that when it comes, you know, people want answers, or, you know, I don't pray every night and stuff because I just want to go to heaven. Like I need that. I believe in it, and I think, you know, all the things that go with
you
it. Like
pray
something,
you
know, not every night.
Or do you beg every night? Which one is it? Bring it down to your knees. It's either praying or begging, one or the other. Please, honey.
Do people still? I mean, I'm sure there are people who still do that every night. They like go. You know how
they get on their knees on the side of their bed.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know, like, kids do it when they're little.
Yeah, that father.
Do you think that adults do that?
There are some. I imagine there are
who, like, through their whole life, they continuously every night.
No, like I gave that. I started giving that up when I was like in my early teens.
I never.
Like I would just lay in bed and. You know,
I didn't get communion or anything like that.
You're going
the
to
audience
hell.
Can't
you're going
see
to
this,
hell.
But
you
this
Peter,
isn't genuflecting.
I'm going to hell because I didn't get communion.
Yeah, you and Peter, you never been.
Well, you had
a Jew.
Bar mitzvah.
No, I didn't have one. We didn't have it.
You didn't get.
Look, I told you he's going
really?
To hell. No,
didn't want
you know when you go to confirmation, that's when you first receive the body of Christ and ask for your forgiveness. When you go to confirmation, well, communion's first. That's when you learn to take the body of Christ. Confirmation is when you go and you sit down first. That's when you go and you actually sit down with the priest. And you have your first real confession.
Really?
Yeah.
You did that.
I did it. Now the problem was
you swallow.
You're a sick fuck. You know, you're just well, like, I mean, you're like a perverted,
oh,
like a perverted pimple. That
isn't that
sits
synonymous
there.
With you know?
It's a confession. So like you know, what are you going to do when you're like 12 years old? How much are you going to confess to 11 years old? So you know, jerking off. So you know, everybody, you ask your friends, hey, is jerking off and fucking sin? Of course it is, you asshole. And did you know that ketchup goes bad if you leave it out?
you know, the priest is doing that in the other side of that curtain?
Yeah.
While you're telling him you're jerking
well,
off?
You know, it was,
that's not mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Hear my son say 10 Hail Marys.
You need some
condiments? Lick my fingers.
So, you know, I remember I started off, I started off with the softer material. I'm like, you know, I've taken the Lord's name in vain. I've said bad words and this and that. He's like, okay, son, you know, da, 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 da. And, you know, do this and realize that this and that, and that was it. And he says, I'm like, oh, I didn't get to the jerk-off part.
Perfect.
So I never really, you know, admitted that sin.
So did you really get communion or whatever? Because you
I tried.
You held back.
Listen,
though.
I know, but I I can go to hell.
You withheld information.
Exactly.
How long did you jerk off for?
What do you mean, how long did I jerk off for?
I am over here, by the way. Come here.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, 19 killed at a disabled people's home in Japan.
Well, listen, that's easy. That's nothing like a nightclub in Disney where the people are running. This is tougher. This is easy.
Right. Talk about going after low-hanging fruit.
Right.
At least 19 people were killed and 26 injured in a stabbing spree at a facility for disabled people.
See, they don't even need a gun.
West of Tokyo, making it one of Japan's deadliest mass killings since World War II.
Wow, since World War II.
9 men and 10 women ranging in the age from 18 to 70 were killed in the attack.
Oh, shit. These fucking people, man. Who did it?
Satoshi Yumatsu, a 26-year-old who worked
for you to say.
At the facility until February, broke in through a window about 2 a.m. In Kanagawa Prefecture. Officials said the journalist had congregated outside the... Blah, 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 let's say. Police said they received a call from an employee of the facility reporting the attack. According to the news, about 3 a.m., Yumatsu... Mm-hmm. Turned himself in at Sagamihara Police Station.
Sagamihara.
He'll be sucking something when he's in that fucking cell. Sagamihara. Oh, come here. Sagamihara.
He turned himself in.
Hira.
This is the way they do it in Japan.
Sagamihara. Sagamihara.
Sagamihara.
Right here, over here.
Werehira.
Werewolf.
Sagamihara.
Werewolf. Werewolf.
If I was a Japanese porn star, I'd be Sakami right here.
Sakami right here.
Yeah.
That's a funny porn name.
Sakami right here.
Hi, I'm Japanese porn star. Sakami here. I have a big dick. Somebody say, what do you do? I say, Sakami right here.
It looks like a chopstick, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's the big, it's a great wall.
It's a big one.
Thin man. Like chopstick, but it's big.
I lay it on the beach. It's a great wall. You sit on my dick. Yeah. He actually turned himself in. That's how they do it in Japan. He turned himself in.
Yeah.
At the Sagamihara police station.
Let him commit harikiri.
He actually was carrying a bloodstained knife and cloth when he walked in.
A knife and cloth.
He had been working at this place since 2012. He told the news that it's unclear what he did there. nor why he resigned or was fired.
Chef. Yeah. He's a fucking sushi chef.
I cook for these fucking retards.
No, he was the fucking, he worked for Benihana. He was the in-house chef. The nut house. So what happened?
While the motivation to attack remains unknown, Rich reported that the suspect had taken a letter to the Japanese legislature outlining a society in which euthanasia of the disabled was accepted.
Wow.
The suspect handed a letter to the staff, the official's residence at the Tandori Oshima, chairman of the lower house in Japan's parliament in February. The House Secretarial Office has confirmed, but CNN has not been able to independently verify the contents of the letter.
Damn.
Like, you know, the idea is, like, these people are so fucked up, like, you know, there's no way they can live. You know what I mean? Taking up space.
Well, you know what? There's two theories to that. And there's also people like nurses.
Is he fucking around this
guy? No, there's nurses, what are you, man. Listen, seeing? There's some
nurses. Faces?
There's nurses in hospitals who have been convicted of poisoning or putting to death people who are in situations that...
I believe it.
That if you...
Assisted suicide.
Correct. Now, this guy might have been thinking in his head after working there for 4 years...
I wonder if we look at the people he killed, we're all like really fucked up.
Right, exactly. And say that, you know, this guy's... I have a friend who's in a wheelchair. He's 54 years, 56 years. He's been in a wheelchair for 4 years. He can't feed himself, you know, barely, you know, and... He can't take a shit. He can't climb in and out of bed. They have to hoist him on a thing.
That's rough.
Right.
You know?
Well,
now, he'd love to be dead. Now, there's people. I go to visit him every weekend. I see him, whatever it is. There's people frozen in time, Elgin. You ever see somebody who's had a stroke where they're actually sitting with their mouth open?
No.
They're right. You seen him, Doug?
Unresponsive.
Okay, and their limbs are froze because they had some massive stroke, and you things get you can't move.
No,
their mouths open, And but they're thinking.
Of course. That must be insane.
Oh, my God. I'd rather have somebody.
Could you imagine being on 100% inside, but off 100% on the outside?
Oh, my God.
That would drive you crazy.
See, you're trapped in your body.
Could you imagine if that's what death is like?
Yeah.
If you're just.
I think death is
awake
something.
In your head or brain like that. You know,
the worst thing I ever saw was the Twilight Zone, where this guy was breaking out of he was going to break out of jail. He had paid the guy who's like the mortuary guy when people get executed in jail.
Right.
He paid off this guy to bury him. Put him in a coffin.
No.
And then dig him up after he was just okay. So, the guy basically ends up faking his death. Whatever happened. They put him in a coffin. They bury him. He feels something next to him in the coffin. He lights a thing, and it's the fucking guy that he paid to bury him. He was dead. He had died, and he put him in the same coffin, and now he's alive, trapped under the thing. And ooh,
that honestly is I got probably so freaked the worst out. I didn't sleep for a feeling.
Month. I didn't sleep for a month
to man. Be like buried alive.
Oh my God, man!
It's a great like. I remember being in elementary school. They showed that as like on Halloween. Mm. You know. Good thing to show a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Convicted sex offender, 90 years old, charged with sex crime at Adena Pool. The man had sex toys with him at the time of his arrest.
Were they waterproof?
I think so.
Because the batteries get, if you're in the pool.
Yeah, they can't be the electric ones.
Right.
A 90-year-old convicted sex offender was caught at Adena Municipal Pool, exposing and fondling himself in front of teenage girls. Well, who doesn't?
Nice.
According to the prosecutors, Lloyd Rudy of Eden Prairie was charged with felony fifth-degree criminal sexual conduct and connection with the incident last Tuesday at the Adena Aquatic Center.
Rudy wanted Pootie.
When Rudy was arrested, he had with him a bag containing three sex toys, according to the criminal complaint.
he didn't have condoms.
Couldn't make a decision.
I didn't have condoms with him. 90 years old.
Rudy wearing a bathing suit, sunglasses, and a ball cap, because that's the outfit pervs wear.
Was it turned backwards?
Was handcuffed, arrested, and jailed that afternoon. He was released 3 days later after posting bond. His attorney, Stephen Kuhn, declined to address the allegations, but volunteered on Monday that his client lost his wife of 67 years about a year ago, and he's horny as fuck.
Would it be funny if they got married? It'd be like Darren Kuhn Pootie.
Two girls, aged 14 and 17, told police they saw Rudy fondling himself and looking around the pool area.
Yeah.
The criminal complaint said when questioned by officers, Rudy acknowledged touching himself while watching pretty ladies,
Fucking pervert.
Yeah.
That's not chlorine in the pool.
Rudy was convicted back in 1983 of a charge of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. Because of that conviction, Rudy was charged with a felony in this one. According to the police report from last week's incident, Rudy told an officer that earlier conviction was for exposing himself during a garage sale.
You're trying to measure up to the. You want to see if something if the cock sock fit. Yeah. Will that fit?
How big are these boots? I don't know. About as big as my dick. According to police report. Yeah, that's funny. he said he pleaded guilty then to keep his name out of the news media.
Oh boy, that worked.
I want to show everybody my cock, but I don't want my name out there in the news.
Yeah,
there's no way. I don't want anybody to know who I am.
Yeah.
I want you to see my balls, but I don't want you to know who I am.
I want you to know my balls.
I'll keep that a mystery.
Sick boy.
I'll keep that a mystery between you and me. I'm a sick fuck, motherfucker. Hey, by the way, here's something interesting. Our techie friend here. This dating app checks male and female ratios at local bars.
Yo, yeah.
Wow, that's a good app.
Right, so before you go, you want to know if it's a cock fest or not.
Yep.
That's a great, how does it right? do that?
Like your Christmas party.
Listen, whatever that just because you're the ugliest cock of the group
doesn't mean
you have to be that upset about it.
Biggest.
This dating app checks for the male-female ratios at local bars. A new dating app called Weepo allows users to check the male and female ratio at given bar or club before heading out.
You know what their motto is? Read them and weepo.
Once a venue with favorable ratio is found.
Weepo?
That's the name of the company.
The app allows the users to swipe through the profiles of others who are headed there as well.
Oh, that's great.
You ever go on a dating app?
Mm-mm.
Excuse me, sorry.
Boy, thanks
so
for...
it's so late in the day here.
I know, I'm so used to doing this in the morning.
Have you ever run a dating app? I know you're married.
Yeah, Dougie.
Which one did you do?
Plenty of Veg. And it was like, talk about low-hanging fruit. Let me tell you something. Every chick I took out...
He was banging chicks. It's all recorded on a radio show.
Right.
All kinds of girls. Even Lenny was like... Amazed. Dude, I'm listening to him on the radio, and he's banging these. He brought this girl; she was so fucking hot, and it was.
I always
PETA.
See him with pictures with chicks too. But like, are you on J date?
No, I stopped. I haven't been on these things in like 2-3 years.
Okay,
I don't need them anymore. But I didn't. Well, I just wanted to check them out and see what it was all about because people were telling me how, you know, easy and shit it was. And then the chicks you meet, they're like, on the first day, I'm not listening. That's not going to happen the first night, and you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, 3 fucking vodkas later, you know,
you're in the back seat of your car.
Oh, they come to the house and fuck whatever it is. But it was like, I think I nailed like 12 out of 14 on the first date, and then gave them up.
Nice,
you know, that's crazy. Yeah, it was nuts. It was like calling a hooker, you know, just not having to pay them, just buying dinner, you know. Here's dinner.
You get to eat too.
Yeah, here's $100 or dinner. You know, either one. But you're gonna fuck me tonight. And it was, you know, well, you had them. You've been on those sites.
No.
How'd you meet your girl? I think I asked you
after
once.
A comedy show in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, good.
She was walking down the street with her friends.
Wow, she recognized
you. Like you flagged her down.
Yeah.
You
My friend
ride.
Flagged her down, and then he kissed her.
He kissed your girl.
I saw her first. He was kissing a bunch of girls.
Right.
He was drunk as hell, and every girl walked by, he would just walk up to them and just kiss, like, not say anything.
Right.
He had done it about 10, 15 times, and we were all up there laughing.
Kiss them on the cheek
and
or
I
on
said,
the mouth?
Mouth. Some of them would smack him. Some of them would be into it. And then Jocelyn, I was like, that one, I'm going to do it to her. And right when I said that, he went and did it to her, and her friend, like, mushed him in the face. And it was really funny.
And then you came in and saved the day.
No, I just like, whatever. Okay, that was that, I guess. Didn't even think about it. My buddy DJ's across the street. Mm-hmm. So I went and hung out over there for a while.
Yeah.
2 or 3 hours later, I'm leaving. And, you know, Fort Lauderdale now is like, no one's there.
Yeah.
Her and her friends are walking down the street again.
Wow.
So I just walked across the street, and I kissed her then, and I got her number, and I called her.
She didn't smack you in the face?
No. Because I approached her like... I didn't just go and start grabbing her face.
The knife didn't scare her?
No.
You didn't give her $20
bill? The gun? Right.
Here, I'll kiss you now.
She was scared.
Yeah, I just hopped up on the curb and, you know, made it happen.
I jumped on the car hood.
I asked her for a step stool.
Reached up and kissed her.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And when's the first time you went up on her?
I've heard every tall comic... Especially a woman comic tell that joke.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you really? I've never heard anybody do it.
I've heard Carmen Lynch told that joke.
Well,
guys what like to go up on me.
What has eight legs and eats pussy? You, me, Carmen Lynch, and Elgin. I see what else.
All right. Let me get to another story before you guys. Bottoms up. Man leaves clothes.
What happened?
In pub as he goes to get cash.
What happened?
He left his clothes there?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to leave something valuable. In Prague,
okay,
a drinker who could not pay his bar bill left his clothes at the pub as collateral.
Ridiculous.
As he headed off naked to get cash.
Well, he had shit in his pants. And they ask him, where's your bank card? I left it in my pants. And my pants were in the bar.
The man walked through the town of Prerov in the early afternoon on Monday, dressed only in ankle-length black socks. Talking on a mobile phone, security camera footage posted on the news website showed, actually you can see this video. Police officers soon found the man who explained he had just popped across town to another pub to get some cash. He was allowed to complete his quest and eventually settled the bill, got his clothes back, and put them on. City police said they handed the case over to the state police for further investigation.
You think they're going to give him, like, charges?
I mean, here's, you know, this is obviously what else, you know, guy's walking naked, and the guy says, look, I went to get my pants, I needed money.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the other pub where I left my money.
Mm-mm-mm. Ridiculous.
Right?
Yes.
I mean,
Mm-mm-mm.
Pennsylvania police hoping dog will claim marijuana package, dope will claim marijuana package.
Well.
Pennsylvania police hoping dope will claim marijuana package.
I don't get it.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I guess that they're trying to. It's like a trick, like a ruse.
Okay.
Police in Pennsylvania are hoping a dope will stop by their station and claim a package containing more than 4 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, I get you.
Reports in Cheltenham Township Police near Philadelphia were alerted to the package this week. The package has been dropped off at the home of a person who wasn't expecting one. Police say they couldn't determine who sent the package or who it was intended for. They opened it and found the drugs.
Wow. And somebody turned it in?
The department's Facebook page says, what we found was surprising, to say the least. 2 kilos of high-quality marijuana.
Mm.
They fucking turned it in.
Police are hoping the owner of the package stops to claim it. Hey, man, did you find a package that kind of smells funny?
No, it's with your pen. That guy in Miami has it with your pen.
With your
cross pen, yeah.
I remember, I used to think when that happened, I thought, you know what, I want to go back to that house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like just, you know.
For a pen.
Fuck it over my pen.
Right. I would have done it for a Bic.
A Bic?
A 69-cent Bic pen. Yeah, if somebody lied to me like that, I would fucking cut his pen right off.
All right, I'm going to give you 2 stories.
Go ahead.
And you guys tell me which one you think is the closing story.
Okay.
Strong smell of cooked urine prompts apartment evacuation. Or a woman uses dummy passenger with briefcase in carpool lane.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's ordinary.
What I want to hear the pee one.
Yeah. That's definitely, yeah.
Because the dummy one, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes people, you just put a shirt over the back rest of the car and then put a hat on the headrest. Yeah. Some people do that. They dress up the seat.
Yeah, in Amherst, Massachusetts, the strong smell caused by a man cooking urine has prompted the evacuation of an apartment building. In Massachusetts, police responded to the Amherst apartment complex Wednesday afternoon after the manager found several unmarked glasses or glass containers containing liquids in the apartment.
Oh, my God.
Fire officials say the manager had received a complaint of a pungent odor. Assistant Fire Chief Lindsay Stronggren says the smell came from urine and possibly other chemicals. She says it's unclear what the man was trying to produce. He was identified but hasn't been criminally charged. A private cleanup company has now cleaned the place up with chemicals.
Wow.
So he was storing a bunch of piss.
Piss. Yes. We're back in Prague.
He was a bunch of piss.
The piss. I had to take a piss.
He was storing a piss.
That's how we talk in Prague. I have to take a piss.
I store a big jug of
big
pee-pee.
I don't trust the toilet system. I piss into bottle and I keep it. Just in case I run out. I get thirsty, I need some.
Yes.
If I'm down a court, I have some.
Yes, it's very nice. It goes well with cocktail. Mm.
Do you have to refrigerate a can of piss?
I don't know if it matters. Does piss go bad, Peter?
Well, I don't know. Let's try it. Look on the floor. I'll see. Check tomorrow.
Stilltasty.com. Is it still tasty?
Stilltasty.com. Yeah. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Wow. Again, I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Been fantastic.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, you can catch him on August 5th?
4th.
4th of the season 8 of Wildin' Out on MTV.
We should have a watch party, like a real cool thing.
Are you doing one?
Let's do a watch party somewhere, man.
I want to see, I mean, because I'm only in 3 episodes. There's 20 episodes.
One, yeah.
I don't know if
you don't want to be embarrassed. Yes, there's a big party and then he's not in the fucking thing.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
But you've been confirmed you're in 3 episodes at least.
Well, I know which ones I filmed.
Yeah.
So when I find out, you know, who the guest star is going to be every week,
then you'll know.
I'll know which one I'm on.
Well, you'll know in advance.
And then I'll be like, time for a watch party.
There you go.
Okay, so it may not be that the 4th, but watched anyway because they wrote him a check.
True story.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, don't forget this week's Wise Guys comedy show. Your headliner is a woman, Jodie White, along with feature Cal Verducci and myself. Thursday through Saturday, I will be at Snapper's Comedy Grill and Comedy Club in Palm Harbor, Florida, over there by Tampa. So come out there. Me and Frank Del Pizzo.
Try to fish.
Yeah, Frankie Del Pizzo.
That's right. And then, of course, don't forget, on August 6th, I will be at Beachside, or Doubles Beachside in Melbourne, over there with me and Perry Sack. I'll be headlining. Perry's going to be featuring. I'll be at Asheville, Laugh Your Asheville Comedy Festival, and all bunch of shit. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. I've got a vamped up my website, so go check it out. Thanks again for listening, guys. Tomorrow, do I have a show tomorrow? I think Jody's showing up. So Jody will be joining us, and maybe Cal will be joining me. So I get to see what it's like. I think Jody got like something. She was in Mexico. I think she got some sort of surgery in her ass.
So really?
Make it bigger or make it smaller?
I would imagine bigger. I'm thinking, why would you, you know?
You have to.
It had to match her boobs because she got big boobs.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So
now, which girl was this?
She's, I don't know if she's one of these posters here, but she's somewhere. But
we never met her. She was never on the show or anything?
She was on this show, but you weren't here by choice. But
who was that pygmy that was on the show that night? Who the fuck was that?
Yeah, you talk about the Suarez?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you didn't like her.
Oh, I know who that is.
I almost, listen, I almost got pregnant sitting next to her. So much sperm all over her.
All right, calm down. Anyway, thanks for listening. They'll be joining me tomorrow. And thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. You can follow Elgin
at Elgin David Comic.
And you can follow Peter.
Oh, let's see. You can go to the Food for Thought radio show on Facebook.
There you go. Thanks again for listening, guys. And we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot.
Without frontiers, war without tears.